Hey, this is Victor with Ventobot, and today's episode of Don't Kill the Messenger, we're doing a smaller version of this daily. We're going live and we're calling it the Water Cooler Series so that people can have conversations back and forth, and we're able to really understand and get insight from other industry experts of what they're doing now, how they're pivoting, and providing examples so that you can also pivot and grow online right now with everyone forced online. So before I forget and dive into why advertising costs are at a discounted rate right now and what you need to do about it, what you can do about it and take advantage of it, head on over to ventobot.com/bundle so that you can get to the three worksheets that we're going to be talking about, the three action steps that you can do now so that you're able to actually get that started. You can create, you can map out your content worksheet. You can create ads or social posts that are that essentially create a lot of engagement, and then you have your perfect client attractor, right? Or perfect client magnet. How to create that? It's a lead magnet worksheet so that you can plug and play and really get that going. Head on over to ventobot.com/bundle to get that sent over to you. Now let's kind of go back to this as advertising costs. Like, I'm getting this a lot. I'm hearing advertising costs are at a discounted rate right now. Is that true? Yes, they are. And here's what you can do about it. There's a couple of things you can do. So first, before I jump into that, let me kind of explain to you what that looks like, what the discounted rate essentially looks like. So some of my clients that we were generating leads for around $5, $6 beforehand and getting people to join a wait list, getting people to purchase a product online, et cetera, things like that, those prices have now dropped. And for example, like those leads that we were getting at $5 to $6 are now coming in about $2 to $3 because of everything now. So that's just without changing anything, the ROI has already increased, right? Those purchases that we were getting from between $10 to $12 are now like $2 to $4 each for $50 purchases. And again, without changing anything, just staying on while during this pandemic, while everyone else is turning their non-essential marketing off, we have seen that increase in ROI without having to change much. Now, we're doing additional things to make that even better, but that's not what I'm going to be talking about today, right? Essentially, right now is what the best time, if ever, to advertise, because most businesses have turned their, again, non-essential, and these are with air quotes because it's non-essential marketing, right? They think, they view advertising and they look at it from this type of mentality. How much is it going to cost me? I get this question all the time. How much is our ads going to cost me? What is the cost of it? Like, what, essentially the idea, they're coming at it from the standpoint of saying, I'm just going to put money in and hope that something happens, or I know that I need to be seen, so we have a budget that we can just kind of disposably throw away at advertising, and that creates like exposure and everything like that. That is the wrong way to look at it, and I'll tell you why. Because right now, most of my clients are coming back to me and saying, how much can we spend right now? They're asking me how much more can we spend because of what we're seeing in the background. And that's because, again, like I said, without changing much, because of those businesses who don't look at it from the point of like an actual strategy, an ads strategy that allows them to create conversions, then they're just throwing money out and donating to the Facebook philanthropy, right? They're essentially just kind of donating to the Facebook fund and that's it. Whereas my clients are investing and doubling down on ads so that they can get the bigger return right now and in the future. So that is essentially why we want to double down on ads and why ads are so cheap at a discounted rate right now. So here's a couple of things that you can do. And there's three main things that you can do really to go about this process. So one, of course, we want to create social engagement. We want to create engagement in our social posts, whether they be organic or ads. And we have a checklist for that, right? There's essentially a specific formula that we follow to create engaging posts so that people start to interact with them. And we really get that back and forth of what this social platform is really all about, whether you be on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, anything like that. Creating post Twitter, things like that. There's a specific formula that we need to follow so that it creates a conversation. And I'm under the belief that if it's not a good conversation unless it leads to another. So this is essentially that formula. And if you want to go get download this worksheet, it's part of a bundle that's absolutely free. You can just head on over to ventobot.com/bundle. You'll see it in the link below. And if you're listening, you'll just go to ventobot.com/bundle to get your free 3 worksheets so that you can get those engaging posts. Now, the formula for this first worksheet to create the social engagement on the ads or organic posts. It's very important. It starts with a question. And there's a specific question, like a yes question, right? You want to immediately identify and get someone nodding in agreement with us and saying yes. And then having people that don't belong engaging with that saying, no, not me, and then moving on. And that's okay. We want the people that this resonates with the most to say yes. And how you do that is by simply starting with that yes question. So there's a few ways of going about a yes question. You don't necessarily want to create a generic yes, but a very hard, like, yes, that's it. That's right. So for example, we can off the fly, I can create something like feeling overwhelmed with all of the content that you've been consuming in the last week. Yes. So those people are the people that I'm directly talking to. If they don't feel like that, then great. That's totally fine. But you know, they might even actually engage with the post, the people that say no and say like, no, not really. I found that I do this and this and this. And so now it creates engagement. Or the people that say, yes, I feel like I've joined so many virtual summits. I've joined so many online webinars. I've joined so many Facebook groups. And like, I don't know where to start. I'm kind of just consuming and creating this infobesity complex. And I'm not actually doing anything, right? It's preventing me from taking action, right? Which is a form of like complacency. We're not going to talk about that really, but essentially, that's what they're doing, right? And it creates engagement from those people that, yes, it's a hard yes. And so the next thing, the next step in that first part of it is really to create a story, right? And a formula that I like to use, like a framework, I guess I should say, that I like to use when actually doing this is the feel, felt, found method, right? So it's important that you actually start with like, hey, great, yeah, I feel like it too. I feel like there's so many new things coming up that I can have, I now have the time to look into and pay attention to. But I felt like everyone and everything is coming at me at the same time that it feels like I'm drinking from the water hose. And what I discovered was that if I implement one or two things and stick with that for the week, ignore the rest, and then I'm able to do that, I then start to see those results and can go back and consume those other things or those newer things that are coming out that add to what is working and what I'm doing. See, now I've very quickly created some resonance with that person and brought them from a yes to like, yeah, that's right. I feel like that too. I felt like that too. And like, I kind of want to know more about how you're doing this and whatnot. So let's say there's some type of, we have someone who is a productivity expert, right? They're telling people how to stay productive during this time when we're kind of all stuck at home and able to do things. And we have so much time online right now that we can get lost in unproductive things. And essentially, if they go through that story, like, yeah, I feel like there's so much happening that I can now have, I have the time to consume it and implement some of the things, but I just don't know where to start. Which one do I choose and how do I do it? And you might have feel that way. You might have felt that way. And this is what I discovered as the solution to that. And so then you create the most important part of it is like some kind of call to action, right? And it doesn't necessarily have to be buy my thing. But you can also, the call to action be like, let me know how you're handling it below. So you can ask for even more engagement. You can say, go to this group to where we do this, or join this masterclass where we're actually going through the 3 things, 4 things, 5 things that are going to help you to overcome this infobesity complex and really dial down things like that, right? So it allows you, whatever your call to action, as long as it's relevant, or get my worksheet for productivity, get my my productivity journal or whatever that looks like, my productivity download, so that you can structure your day and make sure that you get everything you need to get done, right? So this is just the first first worksheet of helping you understand how to create all of that. And that it's important because if you do start there, what ends up happening is then you can move into this next stage of what we call the customer desire formula, right? You've created that icebreaker, you started the conversation, and then you move into this momentum piece. Like what's the next step? What's gonna help them take an action? What's gonna give them momentum? And then you create that irresistible offer that's on the back end that essentially says, like, if you want to move even faster, if you want even faster support, even more support, go here, join this group. What, again, it doesn't have to be a paid offer, it could be a free offer, but it's like, join this paid free Facebook group where we'll talk about this and well, you can get all the resources to help you XYZ. Right, so that is essentially that initial piece. It's our Facebook ads checklist so that you can create engaging Facebook ads, and it's also able to be used and transitioned into organic ad social posts. So whether you're on Facebook or LinkedIn, I call it a Facebook ads checklist because that's where we run ads internally. However, and for our clients, however, if you want to create that social post, let's say it's on LinkedIn, same formula, same framework, and it's still going to work great for you. We're still seeing people engaging with that and getting through and starting to move forward with that. And that framework is moving into that next step of momentum and then the irresistible offer. So again, head on over to, before I forget, head on over to ventobot.com, ventobot.com/bundle, so that you can go ahead and download these three worksheets. One is the ads checklist so that you can create engaging ads and social posts. The second is the content mapping worksheet so that you know exactly when to say, when you go live, when you go to create content. You don't have to think about and spend hours staring at a blank screen and a blinking cursor, like, what am I gonna write? What am I gonna say? What am I gonna send to my email list or people or audience or whatever? And then the third worksheet, of course, is how to create that perfect client magnet. So that lead magnet creation worksheet. And that is what, again, what we use internally and with our clients, all three of these worksheets, so that we can get them even better results. And I'm giving it to you away for free so that you're able to take those steps. Most people are going to be in, like, I don't know if ads are the right time right now, even though the discounted rate is the rate to go, is the way to get that going now. However, maybe I just need to start creating organic posts and get people engaging there, but what do I give them? So we have the lead magnet worksheet to actually create so that you can create it and have something to give them, and you can create those organic social posts. And then you might be in the position after that saying, well, what do I say? What do I do? How do I create, like, this customer journey? How do I create this content? Well, that's where the content worksheet comes in so that you're able to do that. And again, when we bring this with an ads strategy, you're paying to play. It allows you to reach people faster and allows you to get generated leads even faster so that you're able to still make sales during this time. Again, it's a very congruent offer. It's not something that you want to use. If you're someone that's going to be use it to make more of like a opportunistic offer and prey on people's fears and emotions that way, then definitely don't download it. But if you're able to actually help people through this time, whether it be mental health or you're helping them with business or you're helping them really transition onto online and help them create this more online presence, then definitely go download it, ventobot.com/bundle, so that you are able to get that going for yourself as well. Now, let's go back to advertising and why ads are so cheap right now. So the reason for it, like I mentioned earlier, are most people, most businesses have turned off their non-essential marketing, right? So that non-essential, again, they look at an ad as they put an ad out there. So it's like, hey, buy our stuff, discount, 50% discount on online phone orders right now for XYZ restaurant, or 10% off this e-com product right now because it's like it's a COVID sale or whatever. Like, you guys need this stuff and whatever that looks like, right? People don't necessarily want that right now. Yes, more people are online and you're going to get a lot of like clicks and people interested and maybe buying, but most, you're not going to get a lot of conversions, which in the end is really what this is all about. So if you can create that organic ad or organic social post that it creates engagement and starts a conversation with people that gets them started and gets them like the conversation started so they can create momentum. So for example, allows you to provide that checklist, that cheat sheet, that next step so that they can go from step A to step B, and then you create that irresistible offer. Again, if you don't know where to start as far as what content to create, head on over to ventobot.com/bundle to get your content mapping worksheet, part of one of the three worksheets that's available in that bundle, absolutely free for you so that you can get started online and really take this pivoting seriously. So, and if you want it, if you're watching live right now, I am currently live on Facebook right now, and every day, Monday through Friday, 11:30 a.m. to 12:15 p.m. Mountain Time. So if you're on Eastern Time, that's 1:30 to 2:15. If you're on Pacific Time, that's 10:30 to 11:15. And that allows you to really get going. And essentially, I'm bringing experts on and having a conversation with them to tell you, show you what you can do now and things to implement now so that you can move forward. Again, go ahead and head on over to ventobot.com/bundle so you can get your free copy of those three worksheets and you're able to get started with content creation, with engaging social posts or ad posts, ads in themselves, and how to create perfect lead magnets to attract the right people and repel the wrong people. So once you go there, you'll get it. What happens after that is it'll be sent directly to you. If you're watching live, you can actually comment below. Just type, say hello, and it'll start the conversation to send you over that bundle so that you can go ahead and do it again every day live 11:30 a.m. to 12:15 p.m. Mountain Time, or 1:30 p.m. to 2:15 Eastern Time. So make sure you head on over there to get that going and get started, and we're able to get that going for you. Now, if you have any other questions regarding advertising, send me a message below. Send me a message, whether you're watching this on LinkedIn, on Twitter, on YouTube, or on Facebook or Instagram, then feel free to send me a message. Ask like, hey, I have a question. And if you do, saying, how much is it going to cost me? I have an actual ads calculator so that you can kind of understand. Again, that is not necessarily the right question to ask. You want to understand first is how much will a lead, how much can I profitably pay for a lead or a sale? That is more of the question that if you're thinking like, what is it going to cost me? Then you want to think about it from the perspective of how much can I spend before I'm not profitable with a sale or a lead anymore? That's more of the question you want to be asking. All right, so until next time, I'm Victor with VentoBot, and remember to head on over to ventobot.com/bundle to get your free copy of the three worksheets that you'll need: the ads, the engaging ads, social post worksheet checklist, and the content mapping worksheet, and the lead magnet creation worksheet. So head on over to ventobot.com/bundle to get your free copy, and you're able to do that. Until next time, I am Victor with VentoBot. See ya.